WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Swamp, looks like September's here.
September's coming in. We're just hoping for cooler weather.
Middle of the month almost.
Yep.
13th. Yep. This is a special day, you were telling me.
Special day, that's right. Today is Grandparents' Day.
Grandparents' Day. And,
happy Grandparents' Day to you, John.
Most of us are there by now.
I know you are.
No, some of us aren't. So.
Yeah.
Not everybody raised their hand. So.
How many you got, John? You got all three.
I've only got one, two, three, four.
Four?
Four.
You got me beat. I've only got three.
So. Champ right here. Okay. Hey, I don't know about this first guy, whether he's got any grandkids or not, but we're going to do a couple of grandkid-themed songs here later, but we're going to get to this is something new, a new album by...
Got Brother Jeff. He's the kind of main guy here, Brother...
Brother Jeff Chapman.
Chapman. Uh-huh. And Big Rich is a fellow named Rich McDonough. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Looks like he's playing guitar with Big Jeff there.
Oh, you've got to listen to this. It's got some guitar in it. Yeah.
It's called The Session, and it looks like this is pretty new. It's got a 2020 copyright on it, so fairly new. And I think it looks like most of it's written by Big Jeff. There's one tune that's not, but it looks like everything else is... Big Jeff, looks like it was recorded in St. Louis and mastered and this and that in Nashville, Tennessee, I guess. So
this is acoustic blues.
Acoustic blues, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of where it all started from, really.
It's excellent. Right. Excellent song.
Well, we're going to find out. I haven't heard it yet, John, so I'll be listening to
Give me the name of that song. What's that song?
It's called Food, Money, or Love. It's the first tune on here. And it was commented a while ago, we all need food.
Some of us need money.
You know, money's good. Yeah. I've done without money. I've done without love before, but
it's hard to do without food.
It's nice. Yeah, you got to have food anyway. So, but.
You don't want to go on any hunger strikes,
right? No.
Here we go.
Wouldn't suit me.
Big Jeff, here he comes.
All right.
A one, two, three.
Yes, all of my life I have been a big boy, and some people call me fat. But I know the things that'll give me joy, baby, it's a matter of fact. Give me food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. I'll take any of the above. When I was a kid, I had cookies for breakfast. Mama said that were just fine. But now I'm a man and I need more than that. You know it's always on my mind. Give me food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. I'll take any of the above. All right now. Everything I've done, every place I've been, it takes a whole lot to make a big man feel good and keep him coming back again. It takes food, money, or love. It takes food, money, or love. It takes food, money, or love. I gotta sing it to you one more time. Give me some food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. give me food, money, or love, all one more time for good measure. Give me some of that food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. Give me food, money, or love. I'll take any of the above.
Hey, food, money, love.
There you go.
Take big your Jeff. Pick. Hey, Art, be a hog, take all three, maybe, huh?
Yeah. I like all three.
Where's this guy? Who's that guy that's got all three out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Who we got next, Swamp?
Well, you know what? There's a friend of mine down Lisbon, Missouri now, since we're streaming, and they're big fans of this guy, as I am, too, and I think you are, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Orville Johnson.
Orville. Why don't we do a couple by Orville?
Okay, we'll do a couple back-to-back.
We'll start off back-to-back Orville, right. Yeah.
This is off of, in fact, Jim, my friend in Missouri, sent me this, both these CDs. And this is from an album. The name of the band at the time was called The New Dinosaurs of Rome. How's that grab you, anyways?
I never knew the old dinosaurs.
No, yeah.
new ones.
Yeah, the new ones there. There's new ones. But the new ones, this was from about probably 1975, I think, along in there. I mentioned a show earlier. I'd ran into Orville a little bit back in the mid-70s. I just kind of was starting to play bluegrass, and he was already, I think he's a couple years older than me, maybe. He was already out there playing and playing really well. And there's a song I like on this one a lot. We've done it by several different people in the past. Doc Watson's took a turn out of it. Steve Clark, guy he's played with, he's done this version, or he did a version of this too. And Orville's going to take a swing in it, and it's Summertime, the old Gershwin tune. And he's got a little kind of a little different thing on it. It sings really well on this, so see what everybody thinks out there in Radio Land. Orville Johnson.
Summertime and the living is easy. Catfish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up soon. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. Until that day you better hush up your crying, 'cause your mama, your daddy's boy standing by. Thank you.
summertime, and the living is easy. Catfish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama so pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. I said hush, little baby,
sure glad you brought that one in the swamp. Oh, man,
that's pretty cool.
He hit that good. Yeah.
That's Earl Johnson in front and center doing the lead vocals and playing the guitar, too, doing the flat picking.
Orville's from around, close around here.
I think someplace down, I think south of Edwardsville, maybe my friends, if they hear this, they can tell me and call me and let me know. I think he spent some time around Edwardsville, maybe a drop in as a student at SIUE. I don't know. That was kind of his base, so I'm thinking he's from someplace down that way. He was around for several years. Like I say, I bumped him to a time or two. He probably doesn't know me from Adam anymore, but he eventually went out to the West Coast and went up to Washington, I think it is. Yeah, up in Washington State. So for some reason, so only known to Orville, I guess.
But. We got another one by Orville.
Yeah, we do.
Up here, and the double feature for Orville.
Yeah,
Orville
here's a double
week.
Feature. Yeah. Let's get into this. Is Orville on his own after the new Dinos went their way? Good fiddling and banjo and bass and everything on that last cut. This is Orville on his own with some other people, and I don't know the other people playing with me there. I don't have all that information. And that's a cool song. It's called Old River Man. The backstory on this is that it was co-written by John Hartford and Bill Monroe. And which is kind of like an unlikely duo. Back in the day, years ago, when John Hartford started making it, he was kind of the hippie. And Bill Monroe was the old guy who didn't like hippies, basically. And they came along, both of them went through cancer. And I heard that Hartford went to see Monroe in the hospital when he had cancer. And they kind of hit it off a little bit. And then they became buddies after that. So things do change, and people do change, which is nice. And
yes.
So good for them, and this is a great song. That was the genesis of this song, and here's Orville doing it. And over the years, Orville has become more interested in playing the dobro, and he's playing the dobro in this cut. So, again, this is Orville a little later on. I'm not sure of the year on this, but a few years after the last cut we heard. And it's Old River Man.
Gotta love a good dobro, too.
Oh, yeah, we love dobros.
Here we go. Thank you. Hey, Swamp, tell us a little more about Orville. Man.
About Orville? Well, like I say, I think he's vacated the area, but he was a resident down southern Illinois here, excuse me, back in the early 70s here. And don't know what he's doing much at this point. My friends maybe can tell me a little more. I'll talk to them and see if they have any more info. And maybe he can, since they're streaming, maybe he can tune in out in Washington out there and listen to the show. So.
We're available worldwide.
Yeah,
World Wide Web.
That's right. I've had a few people listen to the last show we did. They listened in from a few states around here. So
okay.
Kind of nice. So.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, coming up here, got a local guy, and he first showed up when we were doing the countdown shows years ago.
Oh, that's right.
At BFW. Yeah.
That's right.
And he was a young man then, and he's still a young man, probably a little
How's
older.
How's that happen? We're getting
older.
A little
young man than he was then.
We're getting older all the time. How's that happen?
Yeah, I don't know how he managed that.
How's that happen?
He's written a lot of songs and put them right here on a CD, and they're good. And he's from down Patoka.
Patoka is what I remember, yeah.
It's Jamie Natier. Name of this song, Swamp, is Coffee Shop.
You
know, we all relate to coffee shops, even if we don't drink coffee.
That's right.
They're the place to meet and greet in small towns around here. And
everybody knows your name.
Everybody knows who you are. So you can't get
Well, they
away.
Like you or not. Everybody knows
your
name.
Get away with everything you'd like to get away with.
Well, that's
everybody
true.
Knows who you are.
But that's the downside of a small town.
But that's what they built out of town for. Yes.
There you go. That's why St. Louis exists.
Yeah.
Or Chicago.
Or Las Vegas.
There you go.
Here we go.
Even better.
Here we go. Jamie Natier, the coffee shop. Sing about the coffee shop.
When I saw you at the coffee shop, you had on glasses, sipping on a latte. Well, I thought you were pretty high, wearing a black shirt. It was a Friday, I was playing for ticks. Over in the corner, I sang a song I'm sure you never heard. But when I saw you look up at me, you were singing every word. Then you started calling out requests. I didn't know them very well, but I did my best. You still flipped a couple dollars in my guitar case, so I bought you another latte and asked your name. Your name. Coffee and music is how we met. Our favorite things I'll never forget. Loving you that day and I'll never stop. Thank you, coffee shop. Do 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 do. When we got to talking about our favorite bands, that's when I knew we were gonna be more than friends. We had our first date the very next night. Well, that's been a few years ago, and you're still mine. Now we're back at the coffee shop, happy anniversary. And you're still the best thing, you're still the best thing that ever happened to me. Coffee and music is how we met. Our favorite things I'll never forget. Loving you that day and I'll never stop. Thank you, coffee shop. Do 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 do. Thank you, coffee shop. Do 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 do. thank you, Coffee Shop.
Coffee Shop.
Coffee Shop.
Jamie Knight's here. You remember Jamie did something at the Globe?
Yeah, I think
that's good.
Been a few years back he was here, I believe. Oh, we're getting back to Big Jeff again here, right?
Yes, yes. And this new album he's got out on the acoustic blues here.
Yeah.
It's just another dandy tune.
Right, called, this is from The Session is the name of the,
yeah,
the album.
And a little bit about this song, Swamp, it's about guy getting old. And, you know, Jeff don't qualify for that, but just yet. But
he's getting there.
He's getting there. Okay. Well, he knows about it. He sings about it, and he wrote about it.
Okay.
This is one of them that he wrote.
Okay.
It's called The Mirror, and every day he's got to look at it, and you know what he sees. About the same thing we see.
Yeah.
Most of us see.
You know, though, I think I get better looking all the time, John.
Well, yeah, you're the only guy that qualifies.
But that's only one man's opinion, too, so take that how you want.
Right, it is. All right.
The Mirror, okay.
Here comes Big Jeff and his buddy on the guitar, Mr.
Rich McDonough.
Rich McDonough, man. Yeah. He slaps that guitar good, too.
Yeah, let's, buddy. Slap around.
Let's do it. Here we are. Here we go.
One, two, three. Wake up in the morning, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Roll out of bed, began to realize. Look in the mirror, what do I see? I think somebody trying to play a trick on me. This getting older is not a weak man's game. I know looking back, things will never be the same. Look in the mirror, what do I see? I think somebody trying to play a trick on me. If it ain't been easy, but I'll keep on keeping on. Try to keep my head up, hope a new day dawns. Look in the mirror, what do I see? I think somebody trying to play a trick on me. Well, this man in the mirror ain't the man I used to be. Time don't stand still for no one, you owe me. Look in the mirror, what do I see? I think somebody trying
don't you play a trick on me? Oh yeah.
Like we said earlier, Swamp, this is a special day. It's Grandparents' Day.
That's right. Grandparents' Day today.
Here's a guy that accomplished a world's record as far as being a grandparent, I think. Not that he had the most or the least, but he...
The guy he's talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, in the song. Yeah, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about Mark himself. We're talking about Mark Dvorak is singing this song. But it's one a lot of people know. It's called I'm My Own Grandpa. And we played Mark. I think we played this song maybe in the past. But anyway, it's got special meaning for today.
Yeah.
If you can figure out all the ins and outs of this song, then you're smarter than I am.
Yeah, I
don't know.
It's been a long time since I've heard this song, and I'm pretty sure I didn't get it all the first time or the second, third, or fourth time that I heard it. Even.
I thought I was going to try to learn it once. I got about halfway through.
I'm going to listen real close here, and possibly I'll... Let's see if we can explain it after it's over. Here we go. Here it comes. Mark Dvorak. He's his own grandpa.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon these two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, and it changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate this matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle then, it also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, is my stepmother. Now father's wife then had a son, which kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. For although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. Now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It seems funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Well, did you figure it out, Swamp?
It gets worse every time I hear it,
He lost me about half a verse in there.
Yeah, me too.
But it's good stuff, I tell you. And Mark's voice, I mean, that man is...
Very talented guy.
Next time he's in Greenville, you gotta come see him.
It was last November he showed up, and guy named Tom Irwin was with him too. They both
put
on a show here.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of his name at the time we're talking about last time. It was Tom Irwin, and both guys very good. And like I say, Mark and I went out to the nursing home here and played a gig when we got done with this. So anyway, very good guy, just a real nice fellow and pleasant to be around.
Yes,
and talented too. So
yeah.
So.
Hey, we got somebody coming up here that from Highland, Illinois.
Yep.
We bring him in here now and then, and it's time to play another good one by this fella.
Yeah. Which one are we going to do here, John?
Yes, sir. Mr. Dave Cordy's the guy, of course, we're talking about, and he covers a lot of Johnny Cash and just does a smash-up good job on it. And here's a Cash song that it gets played some. You hear it now and then, but, boy, we ought to hear it more often, and I'm sure glad Dave did it because
it's a big river you're talking about.
We can do it right now.
This is Big River.
This is Big
River.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
That Big River. Dave Cordy and
Dave is still around Highland someplace, I believe.
Yes, he is.
Homegrown guy.
Big River, Dave Cordy. Here we go.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting Davenport. And I followed you, Big River, when you called. Then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the block. She raised a few eyebrows, and then she went on down alone. Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Big River Swamp.
Big River. That was Big Dave Cordy doing that one. Dave got a hold of me last month here, and we lost a picking friend. We'd just like to mention who he was. Bill Borders was his name. I don't have anything by Bill at all. Bill was a guy I met about 20 years ago up at the old JR's in Donelson, and we became friends over the years. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years before now, and I think the last time I saw him was at the Chain Station played at the over next door here at the Globe, and he showed up for that. There's another tie with Bill is Taylor Steele. Is his kind of honorary granddaughter, I guess. So we're talking about grandpeople here, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's Grandparent Day.
Grandparents'
yeah.
Day. Mm-hmm. So we remember Bill for that, too. So
yeah.
We'll get some Taylor on the show one of these days, too.
Yes, yes.
And we've had her before. Had
yes.
A song or two. So that was Bill Borders, and good picker. And like I say, he was probably the age I am now almost when I met him back then, and been 20 years. And he spent part of his time down in Florida, so I didn't see him for half the year usually, but he'd show up again. We'd link up. Just a good guy, a good singer, and I wish we had some. Maybe somebody's got some out there we can play something by him. That's Dave Cordy gave me the news here about him last month, so we're thinking about Bill right now. So
yeah,
he had a good life and had a lot of friends, so there you go.
Yes.
That's the best you can hope for, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
Speaking of good friends, John, here's another good buddy of mine. We played last month. We played a cut by myself and a friend of mine named Art Killian, who plays the mountain dulcimer. And I wasn't sure what cut you were playing. And when I listened to it on the radio when I when we played it, broadcast it, Dave Johnson had overdubbed banjo on that song. And the song itself was called Black Mountain Rag. I wasn't even sure. I wasn't sure what you were going to play. So anyway, I want to make a little apology to Dave Johnson that these banjo players are picky, too. You don't want to make them mad.
So no.
Don't want to make them mad.
No,
so
they're picky.
I apologize. They're picky. They're good, but they're picky. And no, Dave Johnson's about one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet, I'll tell you that. And but anyway, I just want to give him credit where credit's due. And also, the fellow who recorded this is a friend of mine named Steve Kelly, who lives out in California now, so he decided to head out that way. But he was the guy at the recording machine there and recorded Arthur, Killian, and I. And it was recorded, we talked about this last time, up a little apartment up on Main Street, not too many blocks from where we're at right tonight.
Right where we sit today.
Today, right. So
yeah.
Anyway, I want to play this track, and this says, features Dave Johnson on the five-string banjo, and some of his friends call him the king of the five-string banjo. It's just an honorary title. You know, you might be contestants on that sometimes.
He's not the Duke. He's not the...
He's not the Duke.
No, no, he's not the the Baron or anything. That's he's right. The king.
He's the king on it, man. So, right. You know, this song called Gray Eagle, he's playing the banjo. Fellow doing great guitar work is a guy named Jeff White. I mentioned him before. He headed down to Nashville. He's playing with Vince Gill these days, so pretty good gig. And this is Melody's... Johnson playing bass, Dave's wife, and Dave's brother Bruce playing the mandolin. This old fiddle tune called Gray Eagle.
No, I think we're going to do another fiddle tune, one called Gray Eagle for you. It's got a good, nice beat to it. I think it's a foxtrot. This is the tempo. So if you want to dance... That's good, mighty fine picking there.
Get you up and jumping around, yeah.
That's a live track from, they recorded this live in 1980 or so, I believe, up in Michigan, I think it was, just the Tri-State Bluegrass Festival they had up there, which I don't know, you know, everything's different now, but anyway, I don't know if it still exists or not. But that's Dave Johnson. I just thought we'd clear the air there, and I didn't want to, next time I see Dave, try to have him beat me up because I didn't mention his name on that one track we did with Art.
So. They're all very picky.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
Banjo players are kind of famous for
Pick that banjo.
They pick them, but they're kind of hotheads. They're hotheads.
That bows, I'm telling you.
There's a guy. We Craig Bomber, look at that guy. I mean, he's ready to pop by any time.
Any moment.
All right. Well, we'll quit picking on banjo players. It's just so much fun to pick on banjo players. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why that happened, but it's developed into that. But, anyway, that's our good old buddy Dave and all the gang there, all the Johnsons there. Let's get back to our salute to the grandparents. And here's Mark Dvorak again with On My Grandma's Patchwork Quilt.
Here we go.
So, equal time for Grandma there.
On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. Just a patchwork quilt so fine, it was an art of her design. Piece of sister's dress next to grandpa's vest on my grandma's patchwork quilt. On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. I've got a pillow for my head, and it wants to be my friend, but nothing keeps me warm in a thunderstorm like my grandma's patchwork quilt. On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt.
Equal time for grandma.
Grandmas and grandpas out there. Yeah, we did a grandpa spot, or grandpa song, and grandma song.
When I was thinking about this, trying to have a little theme here, I thought of Moby Grape had a song called, one of your favorite bands, I'm sure, John, that song called Hey Grandma, which I'm sure all your listeners would love. And I thought, well, we won't do that one.
Won't do it.
And then Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer, and I don't want to hear that.
I'm
not going to voluntarily play that song.
That
yeah,
again.
So anyway, I ran stumbled across this one, so this is Mark again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good work there on Mark's part, I'm telling you. Yeah, what's coming up next, Swamp?
All right, you know what? I just got this CD in the mail not too long ago. A friend of mine, Nashville Connection, been down in Nashville for 25 years, I think, something like that, maybe. And he's written a few songs for Alison Krauss, and he had one by Alan Jackson did. And his name is John Pinnell, and I've known him since the early 80s. One of my sister-in-laws, Sarah, was living in Champaign, Illinois, going to school. And she met this guy, John, and he was interested in bluegrass. And so my brother-in-law, me, likes bluegrass, so we got together one time. And then went to a jam session. This little girl was playing fiddle. Oh, you're the little girl at the fiddle contest in Highland. And, yeah, it's Alison Krauss. So. Then these guys, there's another guy named Nelson Mandrell playing mandolin. And so that's sort of the nucleus of this band. And I play guitar. We had banjo players kind of coming and going. But did that for a few years. And then basically everybody kind of went down to Nashville except for me. Somebody's got to stay in Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody needs to be here. Anchor the got to anchor big the, state of right. Southern Illinois here. Yeah.
That's right. And that's me, I guess. So John headed down that way. Well, Allison went that way and John went that way. My buddy Jeff went down there too, obviously. The Johnsons are down, all these people down. Well, it's nice to have people to visit when you go someplace.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, anyway, over the years, John met up with this lady named Julie, and they got hitched, and they're still hitched all these years, 20 years, I think, something like that. So, this is Julie, John's wife. We're going to play a song by her. She's also a singer-songwriter, and this one she plays banjo on too. So listen to that, and it's called Don't Think Less of Me. This is a song that she wrote. And right after that, we're going to go back-to-back, and here's one by John, written by a guy named John Scott Sherrill. So John and John and John, and it's called South State Street Road.
WGL
and
presents
kinda hits home a little bit. John, music the tie with John, too, is, he
brought to you by
Sydney,
Gruen Sales and Service. Get going to Gruen.
It's kind of east of Champaign.
Get your chainsaws and your lawnmowers in great shape at Gruen.
There
on South Elm Sydney, Street, so, just south of the tracks in Greenville.
And Taylor Lock and Key for lockouts and rekeys for your home or commercial property. Call Ed Taylor at 618-367-1913. Plus JG and Associates Income Tax. For your state and federal returns and bookkeeping services, see JG and Associates on 4th Street across from DeMolin Brothers in Greenville. And eat better for less and let Lou Bob's clean up the mess. Lou Bob's restaurant between Route 40 and I-70 in Greenville.
Anyway, we'll play these songs back to back and see what you think of. This is John and Julie Pinnell and living in Nashville now.
I was just a young girl stealing apples off a tree. I was not hungry. I was not hungry, but the devil tempted me. Can't go back. I'm hoping that mistaken when I felt my life complete. 'Cause their love came calling, their love came calling from a murmur in the dew. Once again I heard it when my little girl was born. I called her Eva, I called her Eva on a snowy Sunday morning. My greatest sin was trusting someone who didn't love me. I can't go back. I'm hoping that you will not think less of me. Don't think less of me.
Builds a fire in your soul, and the heat from the sun turns the fields there to gold. And the ghosts from the past, they lie buried in snow. Down below 2,000 houses now stand. What was 200 acres of good bottom land? Bit by bit they've been chipping away on this little piece of ground I still live on today. I never wanted to move to the city. That isn't where I wanted to be. Now I don't understand, Lord, and I'll be damned if the city didn't move to me. If the city didn't move to me. Trees that once stood there ain't standing no more. That blows, she just howls at my door. As the sound of the dozers gets closer each day, I'm still here, but my world's moved away. I never wanted to move to the city. That isn't where I wanted to be. Now I don't understand. Didn't move to me. I never wanted to move to the city. That isn't where I wanted to be. Now I don't understand, Lord, and I'll be damned if the city didn't move to me. If the city didn't move to me. There ain't much left out on South State Street Road. I'd leave if I could, but tell me where would I go? I'd leave if I could, but tell me where would I go?
that the theme of that song, again, is kind of urban sprawl there, I guess. And that's John Pinnell singing and playing that. He's played bass through all this, too, I should have mentioned earlier.
There they were.
Thanks for the CD, John.
And there was September, too, Swamp.
September show.
See you in October.
Okay, we'll have a new show for you in October.
Clean up the mess. Lubob's Restaurant between Route 40 and I-70 in Greenville.